Bo, Barney, Sox, Millie, Lucky, Grits. They were all members of the U.S. government, but neither elected nor appointed. They were the adopted first dogs of U.S. presidents. Teddy Roosevelt practically had a zoo. His family entered the White House carrying a lizard, a badger, assorted birds, guinea pigs, a hyena, a rabbit named Peter, a pony named Algonquin. And while the nation's current leader has yet to name a canine companion, Vice President Mike Pence's family has hopped into the headlines with Marlon Bundo.
The vice president and his wife could kiss their audience's attention goodbye once Marlon Bundo was introduced.
He is the first bunny to ever ride on Air Force Two.
At this White House event to honor military families, kids got up close and personal with the Pence's pet. Marlon Bundo may not be as famous as Bugs.
Gosh, ain't I a stinker?
He may not have his own storybooks like Peter Rabbit.
True.
But he's already got his own acronym. You know, there's POTUS, short for President of the United States, and there's FLOTUS, short for First Lady of the United States. Well, now there's BOTUS.
So he is the bunny of the United States.
BOTUS has his own Instagram account, regularly updated with photos and videos. The spokesperson says he thinks he's a calf and likes to hang out with Oreo and Pickle. The Pence's daughter, Charlotte, and a film student, got the bunny to be in a movie, so Charlotte's roommate named him Marlon Bundo.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
But at least this doesn't apply to Marlon Bundo.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.